Live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for April the 16th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And as you know, we're convinced that checks and balances brilliantly, that's right, brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest. The greatest country on the face of the earth. We're not great because we're better than any other race, folks. Don't fall for their lies. We're great because we turn to God Almighty instead of government. And every nation that truly embraces constitutional principles and turns to God can be great too. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, where we believe all of us are God's children, and we ought to behave like it. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled, freedom-loving Friday, baby. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show in order first. We had our guest on, Mr. Eldon Stahl. He's the field coordinator for the John Birch Society, JBS.org, thenewamerican.com. Incredible commentary. He was with us both hours. First hour, though, we had three people on the radio. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com was with us. Over the past 50 years, Rust Coin family has been helping people understand precious metals, encouraging people to take possession thereof, and a whole lot more. RustCoinAndGift.com. If you want a friend in the coin business, you got it. His name is Brian, and he joins us every week on your radio. Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen. Gold was at $1,747.50. Silver was at $25.65. Interesting, that spot prices to get a newly minted silver eagle silver dollar from your United States Treasury, 2021, says $1 on it, but it costs $38 to get one of those babies. 38 fake Federal Reserve notes, I might add. And I bring all that up because I really want Joe Biden to answer the question. If I could be in one of the media ops or whatever, I'd hold up one of these silver eagle silver dollars minted by the U.S. Treasury in 2021 that says $1 on it. It's 1 troy ounce of silver, I might clarify. It's a silver eagle silver dollar. So you all know what it is. And then I'd hold up one of those fake Federal Reserve notes and I'd say, hey, Joe, you know, we're trying to jettison the fake news era. Can you hold the mainstream press accountable with me, my friend? Both of these claim they're a dollar. Somebody's lying. Will you tell me which dollar is the real dollar and which one's the fake news dollar, sir? And that's kind of how I would roll out. You know what I'm talking about? All right. We also talked about the U.S. Capitol Police officer who shot veteran Ashley Babbitt during the January 6th. They call it a riot or whatever else. During the January 6th, you know, I would call it a false flag provocateur event. Anyway, the guy that murdered Ashley, I guess will face no charges, says the Justice Department. They investigated themselves, don't you know, and there's nothing going on. Got it? Move along. Thank you. Wow. We also talked about yesterday was income tax day. 100 years ago, instituting the income tax. The New American writes an incredible article, Jack Kenny writes it about the income tax. Now, fraudulent it was. It was pitched as a temporary tax. As you know, it's part of the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. It's something to reject without a doubt. We also talked about the ratification of the 16th Amendment. The income tax caused profound changes in the United States. The amendment was sold as tax the rich plan. It was sold as a temporary plan, but that wasn't the real intention. It was to embrace communist principles. We need to reject it immediately. Hour two, Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. We talked about COVID turned governors into petty tyrants. Now legislatures want their power back. Luis Miguel for the New American writes that one. Incredible topics, folks. Just incredible. We also talked about state nullification, an idea deeply embedded in American history. TheNewAmerican.com with that piece as well. Anyway, Eldon Stahl representing JBS, that's why. We also talked about support for law enforcement. Officers and families, protecting the bond that exists between the community and local police officers. We need to do that through education, through programs, through briefings, through charitable support for families of police officers who have been killed in the line of duty. We need to help them with protective equipment on occasion. We need to help them build memorials. Folks are doing that through this new website, lecf-inc.org. lecf-inc.org. Check that out. We also talked about Democrats prepare to pack the Supreme Court. They want four more Supreme Court justices. Why do nine Supreme Court justices serve on the Supreme Court today? The Constitution doesn't specifically say how many justices should be on the court, but since 1869, they codified it at nine right now. But in the past, it was as low as five. And since the courts have such an abusive role in America today, exceeding their power, activist judges out of control, I'd be fine to reduce the number of judges. The problem is the Democrats want to increase the number of judges, and the Republicans are all rioting about it, saying, oh, no, don't you dare, as if somehow nine is sacrosanct or sacred in some way. Not true. Oftentimes, it's been five, seven, nine. In fact, when it started out, it was six. Did you know that? Yeah, they didn't even care that it was an even number. And because the courts were supposed to be so insignificant, once in a while providing a little bit of guidance on interpretation of the law from a legally quote point of view. But for the most part, not really being involved in day-to-day mainstream decisions. They were mainly meant to oversee kind of the appellate courts, etc., and clarify things across the states. You know, it is supposed to be the United States. Does that make any sense? So united was the front and the idea. Nevertheless, the judgeship was supposed to be a non-political, very simple, very provide guidance on occasion, simple branch of government. But oh boy, have we turned it over to be kingmakers for sure. It's a tragic reality check that we reject. The only king I support, ladies and gentlemen, is indeed King Jesus. I pray for his return. Welcome to the broadcast. Our guest today, as News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now on this faith-filled Freedom Loving Friday, Christopher Carlson. We're discussing all things liberty. Welcome back, my good brother.
Good to be back, Sam. I've got a new intro. Do you want to hear it?
Let her rip.
Here we go. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
Welcome to the broadcast, my brother. Yes, indeed. A little different than Chris Buenos Dias. Howdy, howdy, howdy. But hey, it's a good start.
Yes, sir.
And Richard Mack says, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's like Mr. Sheriff Richard Rogers.
Mr. I met Rogers Mr. Rogers yesterday. Just saying.
He's all right, honest money, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about it yesterday with Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, a little bit, but I want to double down on this topic a little bit with Chris Carlson. Honest money, I'm calling it the root of the restoration solution, sir.
Yes, sir. Without honest money, we lose power as the elites gain power. And there's no two ways about that, Sam. It's a truism that people have a good grasp on. So I'm excited to talk about this topic. So why don't you go ahead and introduce that?
So here's my logic on the topic, okay? The reason gold and silver was chosen by our founding fathers is historically, biblically, etc. It had a real history of stability, of success, and most importantly, of intrinsic value. And what do I mean by intrinsic value? What I mean is that, A, it takes equal value to have a piece of silver or a piece of gold in your hand, to get it as it does to trade it. And therefore, its value for honest weights and measures value. So in order to get a silver eagle, silver dollar, for instance, you got to go find it. You got to go mine it. You got to go mint it. You got to do all these things. And by the time it's in your hand as a silver eagle, silver dollar, it represents the work that it took to make happen. Therefore, value for value. Now, I take that silver eagle, silver dollar, and I trade it to Chris to clean my windows, value for value. He then trades it to the grocery store and buys food. The food guy goes and buys hardware at Ace Hardware or somewhere else, and then he pays somebody else to build his house or to give him a massage or be a chiropractor or fix his teeth or whatever he does. We've got value all along that chain, honest money, value for value. Now, it's up to the reality of the society to determine what is valuable and what's not when we trade across value for value. But there's no doubt there was value there from the beginning. The problem with the fake dollar fiat currency is you print a dollar for, let's say, 2.5 cents, and one of them has two zeros on it that the other one doesn't. So one becomes $100, the other one's a dollar. says who and where's the value for value? The answer is they've created something for nothing. And that big lie, if you allow that lie to percolate, you will never have an honest society. Let's start there, Chris.
Yes, sir. So paper money can be inflated. That's the problem with it. And they do so with reckless abandon. And that's the problem we face. If we went back 100 years or even 200 years, Sam, and bought a fine Italian suit, it would cost the same amount if we paid for it in gold or silver as it does today. The gold and silver retains its value. It doesn't diminish significantly, nor does it increase significantly in value. That way, we know when we save it, 20, 30, 40 years from now, it will have the same value. The dollar bills that we're using, the $20 bills, we cannot say the same thing because we can print those faster than people can say, wait a minute, what's going on around here? Yes, sir.
And to prove your point, you know, a silver Eagle silver dollar back in the day and a actual paper dollar had the same value. You could trade one for the other. In fact, back in the day, they locked gold at $35 an ounce, but silver was a dollar for a dollar. That's why it's called a silver dollar, historically, don't you know? Anyway, I digress, except to say that now it takes literally $38 to buy one of those Silver Eagle silver dollars. So in the since the 1960s, when they literally replaced the dollar, it's lost 38 times its value. Now compare that to an ounce of gold. We'll do it in seconds with Christopher Carlson on your radio. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Christopher Carlson on your radio. We're talking about honest money, and I'm saying honest money is the root of the restoration solution, ladies and gentlemen. You can't have an honest society without honest money. Honesty is the issue. And Christopher Carlson brought up this, what is it, a book called The Money Myth?
Okay, no, that was a contagion myth. Yeah, I've read a lot of books on our crooked financial system. Probably the major work that I've read is called The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin. It's kind of like the Bible for people who want to understand the nature of the monetary system under which we now toil. But I've read a lot of articles. In fact, I wrote one to my brother to kind of outline you know, some of the fraudulent aspects of the monetary system. Well, let me give you an example of that fraudulent nature, Sam. So 108 years ago, the Federal Reserve System was established by Congress. It was completely and totally unconstitutional. They did it 3 days before Christmas so that nobody would notice. And ever since, we have given a power to a foreign banking cartel. And I say foreign because most of their bondholders are actually foreign nationals. They're not even Americans, so they have no loyalty to our country. But it gave them the power to do something that if you and I did, Sam, we would be prosecuted and thrown into jail, which should tell you the fraudulent nature under which these people operate. So right off the bat, I tell people that, and they're like, wait a minute, why are these people able to do it and you and I aren't? Isn't that, you know, unequal? You know, shouldn't we be on the same par with them? But let me read something that Thomas Jefferson said, you know, because the monetary powers existed, you know, back in our founding fathers' day. He said, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, and that's exactly what we have been experienced since I was born, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. What do you think about that, Sam?
I think the founding fathers are spot on. I think Andrew Jackson, who ratted out the bankers and called them a viper and a den of thieves and that kind of stuff, is accurate as well. And I think we can see, since we've jettisoned the money, they've been trying to take us off an honest money system for generations in the early days of the Republic. They got it done in 1913. It's been rearing its ugly head for over 100 years. And you can see the inflationary reality. For example, like I mentioned, just since the 60s, our currency has been debased about 38 times. You can see it from the silver eagle, silver dollar point I made earlier. If you look at gold, it's even much, much worse. So they've literally destroyed our wealth. We used to have an asset-based economy. Again, value for value starts with work, to a debt-based economy, something created for nothing. And most importantly, these evil systems creating something for nothing is a lie. And that dishonest lie then, you know, acts like leaven in the wrong kind of way, and grows all kinds of evil throughout our society. We go to war over, and because of money, for example, most of the wars that we've been in modern times, we couldn't have been engaged in. We wouldn't have had the money. Because gold and silver, as the Constitution intends, chains down people, preventing them from mischief. And so it's important to understand that we as an American people are just in a stupor, comparing it to an alcoholic, as Ezra Taft Benson, Secretary of Agriculture, did. Hey, the reality is, hey, we're just taking another drink every time we print money from the economic bottle of false prosperity. And one day we better wake up and call a halt to the con game, or it will prove destructive and destroy the society. Every fiat money society literally has destroyed itself. Why do we think we're different? That would be the summary that I would provide.
Because we don't study history. That's why we think we're different, Sam, and we need to start studying history. And you can start by reading The Creature from Jekyll Island. It goes way back to the 1700s with the Rothschild banking family. They basically today control Europe, and they're major investors in the Federal Reserve System. So it's these foreign entities that are now controlling the course of our nation because they have an unlimited, virtually unlimited supply of money with which they can bribe bureaucrats, they can bribe politicians, they can bribe judges, they can buy up the media, they can buy up the entertainment industry, they can buy up our court systems. They can name me something that you can't purchase with money that these people with their money-making machine can purchase. And how those institutions now influence society for the elitist's evil ends.
All right. Now, there's a newspaper article that was printed that highlights a parable that I think is worth articulating here as well, Chris.
Yeah, I think I was the one that referred you to that, didn't I?
Yeah, what you're supposed to do is tell the audience about it. I've already read it.
Okay, so I wasn't prepared to go. So I wrote a paper. So I frequently write exposés to my family. And back in 1936, an individual, I don't have his name here off the top of my head, But he wrote an article. It's a parable. Yeah, it's kind of like a cartoon. And he basically goes through a hypothetical scenario where there are three men that got stranded on this this desert island. And they go about creating a lifestyle for themselves by picking coconuts and fishing for fish and building bamboo huts, just like on Gilligan's Island, if you remember that, Sam. And they're fairly prosperous because their wealth is based on their productivity. But then this guy shows up on their island unsuspectedly, and he's a banker. And he has his big chest, and he says, in this chest, I have a bunch of gold that I'm going to create a currency and back it with this gold. Well, it turns out there was no gold at all in the chest, you know, to fast forward a little bit. But he had convinced these people that there was actually gold in this chest with which he was going to back their new currency so that they could have a new, more prosperous and more sophisticated society. But he never showed these three men the gold that he claimed to have in the chest that he brought with him. But okay, so in exchange for providing gold and silver backing for their economy, Sam, this gentleman said that he would have to charge them interest. After all, he was providing an indispensable service for these men. And you can imagine what eventually developed. These men became so indebted to this charlatan who landed on their island that they were working more for him and paying interest to him because he was the one that had the gold and silver than they were for themselves. So they were declining in their prosperity, Sam. And eventually they demanded to see this gold and silver that this man, this charlatan, claimed to have in his chest. And guess what? There was none. Just like in Fort Knox today, Fort Knox has never, since 1936 when it was established, Fort Knox, Sam, has never been audited. We don't even know if there's an ounce of gold in Fort Knox. But yet they use that gold bullion to back our currency and claim that our currency is backed by that. Well, they quit claiming that our currency was backed by gold a long time ago, and they started saying it's backed by the good faith and credit of the American people and the American government. And we know how faithful our government has been to us over the last, well, our lifetime. So I'm not sure if that good faith and credit means a whole lot to you and me. But anyway,
well,
there's a whole lot
demonstrates
we can say about.
Productivity is the key to the exercise here. That's why I say that you got to trade real honest value for real honest value. You can't create something out of nothing. You can't create only one source. In other words, a dictatorial control or a monopoly over money. You've got to allow the free flow of goods and services and money. All money does is say, I'm going to make sure that we have a way to compare value for value honestly. And so the real productivity for an economic exchange or barter is work, is productivity, is effort, is created value. The medium of exchange, money, is merely a way to honestly relate all services to an understandable value for value exchange. That might help folks kind of get it.
Yeah, and it's a very simple calculation. If you think about it, if we were on a barter system, let's say we're on a barter system, and the reason we're not on a barter system is because barter systems have always been very inefficient. You know, if I produce $100 worth of goods and services, and I want to trade it for $10 worth of goods and services that you produce, Sam, that's kind of hard to do. You know, you'd have to provide 10 times your goods and services for what I produce, in one setting. So we went to a monetary, and all societies have over the, you know, the 6,000 years of human existence gone to a monetary system, which allows whoever it is that prints that money to become the richest and most powerful influences in that society. And that's the problem. And it's axiomatic, Sam, as you pointed out, productivity of goods and services is the real foundation of our wealth. But we've gotten to a point in our minds where we look at pieces of paper or digits in a computer, in a balance sheet, as the actual
reject
value.
Fiat, ladies and gentlemen. Christopher Carlson, our guest. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 8 people were dead after a shooting at a FedEx facility near the airport in Indianapolis, Indiana on Thursday night. Police say the shooter took his own life at the scene. Tokyo Olympic chief Seiko Hashimoto said on Friday that Japan was committed to holding a safe games this summer, but a surge in COVID-19 cases prompted an expansion of contagion controls and with new calls for the games to again be postponed or canceled. Japan's top health experts have acknowledged that the COVID-19 pandemic has entered a fourth wave in Japan. It's being reported Nicholas Burns, a career diplomat, is in the final stages of vetting to serve as President Biden's ambassador to China. The U.S. relationship with China will be the most critical and consequential of Biden's presidency. From trade to Taiwan, the stakes are pretty high. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard and watch Newsmax today.
Let's get a Johnson & Johnson vaccine update with Tim Berg.
The CDC says it needs more time to review the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention, and possibly swelling and pain in a leg.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. And TGIF, we are USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Christopher Carlson on your radio. Discussion of all things liberty. Honest money is the root of the restoration solution, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Carlson emailed me a parable, or an allegory, if you will, called The Money Myth Exploded. Go search for it on the internet. Pretty great stuff. The reason that I called it a book at the start is because it has chapters in it. So it is really kind of an article, or it sprung from an article. And it's really an allegory or kind of a parable about honest money and about the real value that is called wealth is really derived from prosperity or hard work or effort or et cetera. Output, if you will. And once that value is created, a medium of exchange called money can be used to fairly trade value for value so that we kind of start to have an understanding. When you buy a gallon of milk, what's it worth? I can say it's not worth nothing, and you can say, wait a minute, it's worth, isn't it? Well, you can find out based on this supply and demand principle of what it's worth. If everybody's willing to pay you a dollar for milk, it's worth it. If you raise your price to $25 and everybody quits buying milk, you go, oh, maybe it's a little too high. You make it $5 and everybody starts buying milk, you go, okay, maybe $5 is where it's at. How do I generate an appropriate supply and demand and create a balance of equity? Let me write that down, folks. A balance of equity in an honest money system is the key. But when government becomes a monopoly on money, creates fake money value for nothing, then they have literally set themselves up as the lords of the economy. During the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln spoke out about this very thing to make the point, Chris.
He certainly did. And here's the quote that Abraham Lincoln is credited with. He said, "I have two great enemies, the Southern army in front of me and the financial institutions in the rear. Of the two, the one in the rear is the greatest enemy, and I would agree with him. Because money is power. Money is influence. Money gets you places and gets results that you would not otherwise be able to attain through your own individual efforts. And there's a group of people, Sam, we call the Federal Reserve Board, and then there are the bondholders of the Federal Reserve System who exercise a greater amount of power than the President of the United States or Congress or the judiciary or anybody else in this country. Because inasmuch as men's hearts are corrupt enough to exchange, to sell their souls for money, people who have an abundance of that money, and that's not you and me, Sam, that's not the voters, and that's not even the small donors to campaigns. That's the big donors, the people who have access to that stream of money. And those are the people who run our country. And until and unless we come to grips with that fact, we will never solve the problems, because they will be able to outspend us 100-to-1 every time. Now, let me give you an illustration of that.
I want to make this very clear. Let me make this very clear. Honest money derives honest results. Dishonest money then allows dishonest results to occur, Chris.
Exactly. Exactly. And how moral is it, Sam, that one group of people should have the ability to print money to their heart's content and to spend it however they want, with whomever they want? And if you and I did the same thing, Sam, we would be prosecuted and called counterfeiters. Yet there's this this privileged group of individuals, and it's not Black Lives Matter. It's not these other groups that we're constantly told are being discriminated against. It's a group of people whose names you and I would not even recognize, because they lurk in the shadows. They operate in secret. And occasionally, you know, like Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen, you know, we hear those. But these are just mid-level operators. They're basically taking orders from the elitists over whom that they're under the power of. And we never know. We never hear that. Well, we'll hear about the Rothschild family or the Rockefellers or the Schiffs or the Sachs or the Oppenheimers. Most of those families people have heard of before. But we need to start recognizing that these are the people that control the destiny of nations, including our own. When we vote for a Democrat or a Republican, I haven't voted for a Democrat or Republican for 20 years, Sam, because I know that both of those political parties are controlled. Donald Trump was given $4.5 billion worth of free media coverage. Nobody asked the question, why would the media give him that much free coverage? And, you know, why weren't they afraid that he would become president? It's because he's part of that club, too. And that's another discussion for another day. But the fact that he was given that much monetary power in the media tells me that he would be no different than a Barack Obama or a Joe Biden or a Hillary Clinton. And we have the results before us. His presidency, in my estimation, was a failure. And he was promoted by the same bankers that now Joe Biden is being promoted by.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, gold and silver is a critical discussion point. And I'm telling you that if we have honest money, we have honesty throughout our society, because all the value of exchange that takes place, all the real wealth that is recognized, all the interactions and transactions that take place between people have an honest backing. When you jettison honest money, you jettison honesty in society. Because if I can tell you that $100 is worth $100 and a dollar is worth a dollar, but they're only two different pieces of paper. One has two zeros on it that the other one does not have. And then I tell you that one is worth 100 times more. Where does that value come from? Let's jettison the lies, jettison the fake news, and embrace the reality, because the government says so. Well, any government that has the ability to give you everything, including, quote, value for nothing, they also have the power, ladies and gentlemen, to take that away from you. Be aware.
Exactly.
Be serious.
Exactly.
Be careful and understand. Now, in Lincoln's quote, I kind of disagree that the South is the enemy in front of him. I disagree with that. I agree with probably more of the Southern view in the war than the Northern view. But nevertheless, both of them were wrong and both of them were right to some degree. Nevertheless, I'm grateful that the United States did indeed stay together. Now, Joe Biden, speaking of war, because what happens is dishonest money and war literally go hand in hand to a great degree, because they can't fund wars without spending us into oblivion. Otherwise, there's just everybody calls a halt to the war con game eventually. But the reason we have the longest sustained wars in history is because of dishonest money. Like I told you, it lets bureaucrats in secret literally run amok, and they're not chained down to accountability. But now we have a headline from USA Today that says Biden, quote, it's time to end America's longest war, USA Today. Chris, do you want to respond to this lie?
Wars are very problematic things, especially in democratic republics in which we live. First of all, Biden making the announcement that by September 11th of this year, we will have withdrawn from the country of Afghanistan is a lie. It will not happen. You and I both know that. President Bush said that. President Obama said that. President Trump said that. And every time that those presidents said that, I knew that they weren't telling the truth. This is just to garner false hope in the hearts of the American people. And we're clinging to this hope that somehow, sometime, our national leaders will actually do what they say. Sometimes they do in some form or fashion, but in this case, we will not withdraw. And there's a couple of reasons. The military, congressional, media, industrial complex, Sam, has too much of a vested interest in foreign wars of aggression. The military-industrial complex, as you know, is part of that Federal Reserve system that is making massive amounts of profit on war. And they always have. War is one of the most profitable industries in the world. And as long as a very small group of elitists are making a massive amount of money from wars, they will not end.
Second of all, it promotes tremendous wealth for those who have control, who have money, who provide the military war capabilities, who fund both sides of war when you dig into the money trail. The rest of us, it grinds the face of the poor and creates murder and mayhem across the country.
Exactly. And they don't care who wins, ultimately, because they are not loyal to either side. The people who control the Federal Reserve System, Sam, they're not loyal to America. They print our money. But they're only loyal to the degree that they want to make sure that they get their interest payments. We'll never pay off the principal, but they want to make sure they get their interest payments because that weakens us and strengthens them. But in the case of war, they want to keep wars going forever. They extended World War II, believe it or not. And that's another topic for another day. But this war in Afghanistan, they have to keep going because there are multinational corporations that are making killings off war. And here's the reason. When you engage in war, Sam, your rationality goes out the window. When I say your rationality, I mean the American people's rationality. It's devote whatever number of resources to this cause that we can. We have to win. Doesn't matter if we go trillions of dollars into debt. It's an emotional thing that drives us into war. They can fleece us a lot easier for a lot more money when we're under that paradigm. And that's what war does to us. It makes us desperate. It makes us emotional. It makes us patriotic. And under those conditions, they can fleece us for a lot more. Second of all, we've got the world's greatest poppy production now in Afghanistan. So the international drug trade depends upon poppy production, which is now being protected by American troops. I think you've probably heard that before, haven't you?
Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I'll tie this war mentality a little bit. Joe Biden's lying when he says he's going to get out of this war. Even if he does bring the troops home to save face, another war will bust out soon. They can't not be in a war. I'll explain why in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large, that they have to spend a little bit less. Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, Sam Bushman and Chris Carlson on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, discussing all things liberty. Honesty is the issue. Honest money is the root of the restoration solution, ladies and gentlemen. But let me explain why money is so evil and why it's impossible for us to solve the debt problem. I know some people believe that you can, but I'm telling you, you can't, and I'll prove it to you. Ready? Let's say there's only one source for money. It's a monopoly. That's the key to the reason we can't get out of debt. There's only one source of money, and it is the Federal Reserve International Banking Cartel, backed by Jewish interests and others. You can say that I'm anti-Semitic. Go ahead, say what you want. Just follow the money trail, and you'll prove that I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, to make a long story short, the bankers are in charge, and they're the only source for money in the United States. So let's start out this con game. You ready? They lend us a dollar. So now collectively, the American people have $1, and they charge interest. So let's just say that interest is 3%. So now you owe $1.03, right? And the longer you keep that dollar out, the more the interest goes. So eventually it'll be $1.04, $1.05, $1.10, $1.20. All right, fine. Whatever. $1 plus something. All right. Now, how can you pay that back? You've only got $1 in existence, and there's only one place you can get more dollars. If I borrow a second dollar, now I owe $2.06 and growing, right? How can I pay off that first dollar? And the answer is, if there's one source for money, it is impossible. Let me say that again. It is impossible. Let me say it one more time for clarity. It is impossible to pay that dollar back. Because even if you give the dollar back, let's say you put it under your mattress and you were holding it, where are you going to get the 3 cents to finish off your debt? You'll still owe 3 cents. And then that 3 cents will compound interest. Now, I know that's a simple example. And the economists will go, well, you don't have a degree, Sam. It's not that simple. Yeah, explain it to me, smarts. You go ahead and explain it to me. There's one source for money, and they gave me a dollar, and now they want more than a dollar back. Where am I going to be able to pay that back? It's a mathematical conundrum, to say the least. The reason that I bring this up, as I do, when Chris is talking about war, is because that's why they have war. Because then what they do is they take our minds off of the money con, and they literally put it on, well, you got to have defense and safety. Why don't you trade your liberty for more security, more debt? But eventually the con game's going to end. And so Biden says it's time to end America's longest war. He will not end war. He might get us out of one skirmish only to put us into another. But they cannot jettison war, or eventually inflation and deflation will eventually manipulate the system as they create booms and busts and raise interest rates and create quantitative easing and go into a lot of complicated principles. At the end of the day, they've got to manipulate this and continue to grow that fake money economy, or else the con game will end. And every nation that's tried it has literally had the con game destroy their entire, I say entire, society. Now, put the threat in place. Intel agencies are now calling China an unparalleled threat to the United States. U.S. intelligence officials Wednesday cast China as an unparalleled security threat, warning of Beijing's increasing efforts to suppress its regional adversaries, expand its military might. Their goal is to race to create technological superiority. And so for the first time in more than 2 years, top U.S. intelligence officials appeared before lawmakers to outline a daunting global threat landscape that included fallout from the deadly coronavirus pandemic. They talk about Russia's campaign to undermine U.S. influence. But during a hearing before the Senate Intelligence committee, there appeared to be no dispute that China represented the most serious risk to the United States. However, we call that our most favored nation trading partner, don't we? So the bottom line is their fraud is being exposed by this reality of honest money. And on one hand, and war on the other hand, the two are parallels to keep a society distracted, always willing to trade their liberty for security. The problem is the founding fathers warned us we'll wind up with neither, Christopher.
Nor do we deserve either, Sam. And that's the thing about that. As far as China and war, it is inevitable. They're megalomaniacal. But can we go back to foreign wars of aggression? I mean, if China attacks us, we have justification to attack back. I agree with that. That is a just war. But these unjust wars that we're fighting for Israel in the Middle East, can I read something that I wrote that I think is extremely profound, and it affects each and every American that votes today? Can I read that really quick?
Please.
It's actually about two paragraphs long. So we're going back to foreign wars of aggression. We're not talking about wars of defense. Those wars are justifiable. But if we're not aligned with God and his laws, it doesn't matter whether or not they're justifiable or not, Sam. We're going to lose either way. But as far as foreign wars of aggression, like the one that we're fighting in Afghanistan, the one that we're fighting in Iraq, and now increasingly in Syria, I would like to say something about that. The problem with these senseless wars of aggression is that somebody will have to account for the deaths of those innocent people. It's called blood atonement, okay? Think about blood atonement, Sam, for a minute. Jesus died to atone for the sins of those who repent. But in the case of murder, which we're doing in the Middle East right now with our foreign wars of aggression, it's nothing short of murder, what we're doing, especially to the non-combatants. No repentance can be found in this life. Also, the life of the murderer is required in order for the people to be released from the guilt of the murderer. And were we to, and this is a quote from Alma chapter 1, verse 13, and were we to spare thee, his blood would come upon us for vengeance. In other words, the life of the murderer is required in order for the people to escape divine judgment. In a democracy, and I'm about to read this word for word, in a democracy, Sam, everybody participates in decisions to go to war because we vote for those leaders. Unless we don't vote for people, whether it be Republican or Democrat, who either commit us to war or continue those wars, we have a stake in that decision-making process. Okay, let me read. In a democratic republic where the people have power through their elected leaders, both the leaders and the people who elect them are held accountable for those decisions of the nation. And then I go on to say, basically, even though, you know, we may not be judged for murder, but because we participate in that process, we're like the getaway car driver of a bank robber. We're still partially culpable for that decision and facilitating our leaders in making that decision. And there will be accountability on the part of the people. So that's all I wanted to say about that.
It's important to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if we continue to have war, our leaders are supposed to, according to their oath of office, protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic. And it's hard to say when you have a banker backed by the Federal Reserve cartel, whether it's a foreign enemy or a domestic enemy, because it's really both, right? They domestically have banks all over the place. Domestic individuals are running those banks, but yet foreign powers and foreign controls are set by the banking, Jewish banking cartel. Now you could say, Sam, why are you attacking the Jews? Because most of them are Jewish. They own the media. They own the banks. You can say what you want, but look, when they murdered Christ, it's been a battle ever since. Now I'm not here to attack your neighbor that's a Jewish person. But I am here to tell you that there are Jewish folks in leadership around the world whose names you don't know, who have been very influential and evil in the creating of this fiat banking system that's dishonest as the day is long. I digress, except to say we need to understand it by following the money trail. The point that I'm getting at, though, is these people are enemies foreign and domestic. And if our presidents don't protect us and our leaders don't protect us from those enemies, then they're violating their oaths of office. Well, that allows then the perpetuations of unending wars. We've had the longest war that now Biden says we're going to get out of in American history. That's funded by fake money. If you were to go back to an honest currency, to honest weights and measures, as the Bible puts it, to real money, an asset-based currency, you would stop the wars because there wouldn't be enough to fund their shenanigans. Right? That's important to understand. But now intel agencies, meaning technological agencies, people who have expertise in cyber warfare and everything else, they call China an unparalleled threat to the United States. In a hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee, folks, there appear to be no dispute that China represents the greatest threat. They're using cyber warfare to gain control over us. Now they're our most favored nation trading partner, don't you know, as well. Well, as these shenanigans continue, folks, I want to be kind of very clear about this. Society will start to fail. Okay? And that's what's starting to happen now. When will it be that Americans decide that they will not tolerate it? And if they don't have peaceful means for solutions because the courts are so corrupt, because their leaders are part of the swamp and so corrupt, eventually where will they turn? And sadly, I don't want this, but I'm telling you that this is coming if we don't do something as Americans quickly. Society is going to start to break down. Okay, now you're starting to have states that say if you want to cross into our state, you're going to have a COVID vaccine license or whatever you want to call it, COVID vaccine passport or whatever term they derive. Literally, the Pentagon, through the Department of Defense right now, has literally created a chip that installs under your skin that'll tell you if you have the coronavirus or not. It constantly monitors your blood. Did you know about that chip from your Pentagon? I bet you didn't. So all things are pointing to this eventual meltdown of society. And I pray that it doesn't happen, but predict that it will, Chris, because there's no other way for them to deal with this that I can tell.
Yeah, well, I mean, eventually, even you and I will be tempted to get the vaccine. And if we do so, we will be severely compromised. And if we don't, we will be severely compromised. Either way, we have to make this stand. But let's go back to China. So China has historically been a non-Christian nation. And we, as Americans, we feel that we can defeat any foe. China's open for business now. I don't know if you know that, Sam. As far as they're concerned, the coronavirus has passed. We're making more and more, our leadership, I would be more specific, is making more and more excuses why we need to have lockdowns, why we need to mask up, why we need to social distance, and especially this vaccine. That's what it's all being driven towards, this vaccine. And as we talked about this last week, we don't know where this is going to lead to, but China's open for business. They pretty much gotten over the coronavirus. But they've traditionally been a non-Christian nation, and we've traditionally been a Christian nation. And if we don't reverse course, and if we turn, we need to turn to God, Sam, because more and more we are forsaking his laws. We are turning our backs on him and the principles that he gave us that are embodied in the Constitution of the United States of America. And when we turn our backs on that document, it is akin to turning our backs on God, because those are liberty-preserving, freedom-preserving, prosperity-preserving principles. And as we do so, we will no longer be protected by God's divine hand. And we will most assuredly either engage in war with China or Russia. I don't know which of the two, maybe both. Let me read a quote by Joel Skousen. In connection with these recent rumblings about war with China. He says, I think there is a high probability that Russia and China will both succeed at taking eastern Ukraine and Taiwan, and the U.S. will protest loudly but allow them to get away with it. And he goes on to say, World War III is not yet going to be initiated. That will probably happen as a result of North Korea launching a missile at either America or one of its allies. Anyway, should I give you the last word, or do you want me to take the last word on this one, Sam?
You got it. Better go. You better be quick, though.
Okay. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans, continue our dirty duty, sir.
God save the Republic of the United States of America.